Now live in studio by Dr. Megs Clifford from Killarney, who is consultant in palliative medicine with the Palliative Care Services in Kerry. That's this with a view to the Sunflower Day next Friday and Saturday. Such a huge initiative for the Kerry Hospice Service. Thanks very much, Dr. Megs Clifford, for joining us in studio.
Thanks very much for having me, Mark.
Not at all, any time at all. We were just talking to Erin Stack there before the break about, I suppose, the impact that this service can have for people who are nearing end of life and who are in the end of life experience. So I suppose, could you kind of sum up how vital and a service this is, and should the extent of the operation in Kerry?
Well, I suppose palliative care essentially is about enabling every person with a life-limiting illness to live as well as possible until they die. So even when you hear that definition, you can see it's a very big ask. And I suppose thanks to the generosity of the people of Kerry and to all the efforts of Kerry Hospice Foundation, the specialist palliative care service in Kerry has been continuously expanding over the last number of years and continues to do so. And I suppose the support of Kerry Hospice Foundation and all of the donations from the people of Kerry is vital to the current running of our service, which, as many people will be aware, comprises a 15-bedded inpatient unit, or, you know, what some people might refer to as a hospice, attached to University Hospital Kerry and part of University Hospital Kerry. And we also have a very busy and dynamic day service, where we have a medical and multidisciplinary outpatient clinic, and also lots of group activities for people, you know, to help them manage different symptoms and manage their illnesses. And then we have our really vital part of the service, our community teams, one based in Tralee covering North Kerry and the other based in Killarney covering South Kerry. And these are clinical nurse specialists who visit people at home, who really enable people to remain at home, to be cared for at home when that's their wish, and to die at home when that's their wish. And I believe they play a huge part actually in keeping people out of hospital when they don't need to be, and in particular out of the emergency department when it's not necessary for them to be there. So Kerry Hospice make an ongoing contributions to the running of the inpatient unit and to the funding in particular of those clinical nurse specialists in the community. But I suppose, like any healthcare service, we have to continuously expand and develop, because of course the population is growing, the needs of the population are changing, and we're always trying to raise the standards of what we do and increase the quality of what we do. So I suppose one exciting development that's sort of current at the moment, that's really facilitated by Kerry Hospice, because they've given funding towards it for the first 5 years, is the appointment of two advanced nurse practitioners, which would be very senior specialist nurses, to work in the community and enhance the specialist palliative care service in the community, and in particularly in nursing homes. And as ever, I suppose we always have our hopes for the future as well, you know, and I the fundraising, of course, is going to be vital for that. I suppose it won't come as a surprise to anybody to hear that our inpatient unit, which currently has 15 beds, nearly always full, our occupancy is over 100%. You might wonder how it could be 103 or 105%. And that happens if you have more than one person occupying a bed within a 24-hour period. So if you had somebody who came in, maybe died, and somebody else was in their bed later that day or later that evening. And we consistently run an occupancy of above 100%. So I suppose our hope for the future would be to see if we could expand our number of beds. I think we could definitely provide an enhanced service to people if we did have more beds, because there unfortunately are always, you know, people waiting to come in, you know, that we can't accommodate immediately. And I suppose I notice you introduced me as Megs Clifford from Killarney, which I'm delighted with, because I am a proud Killarney woman. And I suppose the bit of the service that I particularly cover is South Kerry. Myself and my colleague Dr. Patricia Sheehan, who most people will know really, we both work across all elements of the service, but Patricia looks after people from North Kerry and I look after people from South Kerry. But I suppose one of the things that's very much our dream and our hope for the future would be if we had a second day services hub. you know, hopefully in Killarney, because, you know, the one in Tralee, it's wonderful. Anyone who attends there, it tends to get a lot out of it, but it is a very big distance for people living in South Kerry, you know, particularly down to Kenmare, down to Carseveen. It's a distance to come to Killarney too, but it's much less than coming to Tralee. So that would be our dream for the future.
And I suppose it's probably, you know, people would be having particular transport difficulties at that time. It might require a huge amount of energy to you know, get in the car and go get all the way up there to Tralee.
Yes, absolutely. And we are currently doing a medical outpatient clinic in Killarney, in the district hospital in Killarney, once a week. But that's just a medical outpatient, you know. But really, you know, what would be wonderful is if we did have the whole multidisciplinary team, you know, within South Kerry. But that's, as I said, a hope for the future. But of course, we hope it'll one day become a reality, because, you know, what we have currently, the inpatient unit, the day unit, they were hopes at one stage as well, and they became a reality, and they very much became a reality because of Kerry Hospice and because of the generosity of the people of Kerry. They wouldn't exist without it. It's as simple as that, really.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, and as well, I suppose, in terms of the, you know, the hospice beds, like, every patient has their different needs, and for some people they might prefer to be at home, or they might be better off at home, but for some people they wouldn't have the same kind of you know, space at home, or they mightn't have the right, for whatever reason, their circumstances might be different, that they might be way better off needing a bed.
Yes, absolutely. I suppose a lot of this comes back to person-centred care, and what you want to be able to do is to as much as possible give everybody what they want and what they'd ideally like. We know from, you know, different surveys that have been done that most people, when they're asked as a kind of an abstract concept, where would you like to die, you know, a lot of people will say at home, and for many people that will still be the reality even when they are sick and they are entering the dying phase. But as you say, you know, for many people, when it comes to it, actually, it might be as simple as they don't want their family to have to live on with the memory that they died here in this bedroom. You know, some people won't want that. And also, you know, there may be people who have symptoms that are, you know, possible to control, but need a lot of input from doctors and nurses, and, you know, a sort of intense level of input that can't be delivered at home. But of course, the inpatient unit, it's not just about people coming in to die. You know, a very large percentage of people who come in are coming in for a specific purpose and going home again, you know. So I suppose that's a very important part, but it is only one little part of it, you know, that a lot of the people who come in, you know, probably well over half, come in for to have something sorted, which we do sort, and then they get home again, you know. So it's really important to have it for that purpose as well, because, you know, sometimes even if it's a symptom like pain or breathlessness, which can really interfere with you living your life, sometimes it's possible to get that sorted at home, but sometimes it just needs a period of intense input from the whole multidisciplinary team in addressing, you know, the physical, psychological, spiritual, social aspects of it, in order to get it to a level of control that the person will have a nice time at home then.
Yeah. And how much of a help would those nurse practitioners be for the community teams in reaching people in, you know, as we say, we're talking about the whole county here, such a huge area to cover, and people in all different areas with different needs.
Yeah, well, it will be certainly a huge help. I mean, I suppose we have a wonderful team of clinical nurse specialists, as it is. And, you know, I suppose it's trying to stretch ourselves as far as we can. And, you know, they do an excellent job, really, with even what they have currently. But I suppose what we're particularly thinking with the advanced nurse practitioners is to provide support in residential care facilities, in nursing homes. There's so much wonderful palliative care delivered in nursing homes, you know, around Kerry, by the nursing home staff. But it's really important, and we know this from other models of care from other countries, in particular from the UK, that actually it's really important to support the nursing homes, and that you can really enhance both the experience for the patient, but also for the staff and for the organisation itself, when you do have a senior nurse or an advanced nurse practitioner that is specifically there to support that.
And we were hearing, you know, from Erin about, I suppose, the Sunflower Day fundraiser itself. And, you know, I suppose how, you know, this is a chance for, as we say, this affects every family in every home in Ireland, that, you know, this is maybe a chance for people to show that generosity again, as they've shown before, and help out a service that helps everyone, really.
Absolutely. You know, I suppose it affects us all. It's affected, you know, including my family, you know, and all of us. There's none of us exempt from it. And you know, I suppose we will all die one day, and you know, we will, I suppose, probably all at some point experience a life-limiting illness. And you know, what our vision is really that everybody can live their best life right up until the end of their life, whenever that happens, you know. So with thanks to the generosity of the people of Kerry, we're able to offer quite a lot now, and we hope to be able to offer even more in the future. You know, their support has been unwavering, really, and I'm sure it will continue to be.
Thanks very much for that, Dr. Clifford. I appreciate you coming in for taking your time to talk to us today.
Not at all. Thank you so much, Mark. And I suppose I do want to thank Radio Kerry and the Talk About Show, and your colleague Deirdre Walsh in particular, who have given huge support to Kerry Hospice down through the years. And as you know, Deirdre launched Sunflower Day a couple of weeks ago. So thank you to you also.
Anytime at all. Thanks very much for coming in and talking to us. And we'll have more after we take these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you.